This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayitza Yaakov miBe'er Sheva, Vayilech Charan. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva, and he went toward Charan. And Rashi's bothered that we already know he's in Be'er Sheva, so let the pasuk just say Vayilech Charan. He went to Charan, and perforce he must have left Be'er Sheva. So Rashi points out it's to teach that when a tzaddik is in a location, he's the glory of that location, and when he leaves, his absence is felt profoundly. However, the Beis Halevi points out, a very well-known Beis Halevi, and I'm mentioning it for Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chiddush to point out that it's very similar to something that we learned last week. So the well-known Beis Halevi says that when a person leaves point A and goes to point B, there could be two possible reasons. Either he doesn't want to be in point A, or he wants to get to point B. Well, in this situation, both are true. When Yaakov Avinu went to Be'er Sheva, on the one hand, his mother told him, get out of here, Esav wants to kill you. Leave Be'er Sheva, it's dangerous for you here. Yitzchak, on the other hand, did not point out that Esav wants to kill you. Yitzchak perhaps was not aware of this, but Yitzchak said, go to Padan Aram to get married. So Rivka's advice was, leave Be'er Sheva. Yitzchak's advice was, go to Charan, and therefore the pasuk says he did both. Vayitza Yaakov miBe'er Sheva, that wasn't following the advice of his mother to leave Be'er Sheva. Vayilech Charan, and he went toward Charan, he wanted to be in Charan, following the advice of his father. So my good friend, Avi Weiss in Los Angeles, pointed out that this is remarkably similar to that which we pointed out last week from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Now, interestingly, the Beis Halevi almost says this. Beis Halevi concludes his piece, V'zehu Shamar HaKosov, in the previous parsha, V'yishma Yaakov al Avav V'imai. This is what it means, that Yaakov listened to his father and mother, and says Beis Halevi, meaning that Yaakov was listening to both of them, both Yitzchak's advice and Rivka's advice. We just added from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that's why the Torah uses an extra word, El, Vayishma Yaakov, El Aviv El Imai. It could have said, Vayishma Yaakov, El Aviv V'Imai. The extra El by both the father and the mother indicates that Yaakov had one kavana in listening to his father, because his father wanted him to get married in Padan Aram, and his mother wanted him to leave to get away from Esav. So the explanation, the chiddush, the vart of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the vart of the Beis Halevi really come together very beautifully. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.